Chapter 1 of The Submarine Boys and the Spies. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. The Submarine Boys and the Spies by Victor G. Durham. Guest Day at Spruce Beach. Has anyone sighted them yet?
No.
What can be the matter? You know, their specialty is going to the bottom. Possibly they've gone there once too often.
Don't, shuddered a young woman. Try not to be gruesome always, George.
The young man laughed as he turned aside. Everyone and his friend at Spruce Beach was asking similar questions. None of the answers were satisfactory because nobody knew just what reply to make. Everyone in the North who has the money and leisure to get away from home during a portion of the winter knows Spruce Beach. It is one of nature's most beautiful spots on the eastern coast of Florida, and man has made it into one of the most expensive places in the world. In other words, Spruce Beach is a paradise to look at. The climate in the winter months is mild and balmy. Health grows rapidly at this favored spot, and so fashion has seized upon it as her own. True, there are yet a few cottages and boarding houses left where travelers of moderate means may find board. The whole air of Spruce Beach is one of holiday expectancy. The winter visitors go there to enjoy themselves. They expect it and demand it. They are gratified. From the 1st of December to the middle of March, life at Spruce Beach makes you think of a great, jolly, unending picnic. The greatest cause for regret is that more people of ordinary means cannot go there and reap some of the plentiful harvest of fun and frolic. The thousands of tourists, hotel guests, and cottagers at Spruce Beach had been promised that by the middle of December they would have a treat like of which few of them had ever enjoyed before. The Pollard Submarine Boat Company, so named after David Pollard the inventor, the company of which Jacob Farnum, the shipbuilder, was president, had promised that by that date their newest, fastest, and most formidable submarine torpedo boat, the Benson, should arrive at Spruce Beach, there to begin a series of demonstrations and trials. Still more extraordinary, the captain of this marvelous new submarine craft of war was known to be a boy of 16, Jack Benson, after whom the new Navy destroyer had been named. Newspaper readers were beginning to be familiar with the name of Captain Jack Benson. Though so young, he had, after a stern apprenticeship, actually succeeded in making himself a world-known expert in the handling of submarine torpedo boats. Those lighter readers of newspapers, who scoffed at the very idea of a 16-year-old boy handling a costly submarine boat, were sometimes reminded that the same thing happens at the United States Naval Academy at Annapolis, where the young midshipmen are given instruction and often qualified as young experts along similar lines. Most remarkable still, as faithful readers of newspapers knew, Captain Jack Benson had associated with him on the new torpedo boat two other 16-year-old boys, by name Hal Hastings and F. Summers. It was also rumored, as nearly as often believed, that these three sea-bred young Americans knew as much as anyone in the United States on the special subject of submarine boat handling. Be that all as it might, it was known to every man, woman, and child at Spruce Beach that the Benson was due to arrive on this December day, and the whole picnicking population was out to watch the incoming from the sea of the strange craft. More than that, the United States gunboat Waverly had been for 2 days at anchor in the little, somewhat rock-bound harbor just north of the beach. It was to be the pleasant duty of the naval officer commanding the Waverly to extend official welcome to the Benson as soon as the craft pointed its cigar-shaped nose into the harbor. The first boat built by the submarine company had been named, after the inventor, the Pollard. The second had been named the Farnum in honor of the enterprising young shipbuilder who had financed this big undertaking. And now Spruce Beach was awaiting the arrival of the company's third boat, the Benson, so called in recognition of the hard and brilliant work done by the young skipper himself.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?